Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St Albans and from further afield. Coming up later, the local company that has prevented over 1 million plastic sanitary products entering the waste stream. Now, help for orangutans is coming from an unexpected source. I spoke to Katie, who runs local ethical clothing company Tommy and Lottie, to find out more. Katie, thank you very much indeed for joining me. So I've not seen many orangutans around St Albans recently. Why did you decide to help them in particular?
Because they're now critically endangered species, and mainly due to the deforestation, mainly due to the demand of palm oil.
Right, OK, so quite a sad story there with orangutans there. Yeah. So specifically, what are you doing to help them?
I met the Sumatran Orangutan Society on Twitter, and they then invited me to a lunch at with Lush in London, and I happened to have drawn an orangutan and had it embroidered and designed, and I took it with me, and they absolutely loved it. So I thought, right, let's do a partnership. And they were all for it. So I, within 2 weeks, I implemented the partnership and launched the orangutan design.
Okay. And what are you putting your orangutan design on?
Oh, sorry. Yes, I'm putting it on sweatshirts, unisex sweatshirts, which are organic cotton.
Yep.
In kids' sizes and in adult sizes.
Okay. And it's quite a cheeky little design, isn't it?
It is.
Tufty hair. On
yeah, it's got fluffy hair. So it's not just a sort of plain embroidery. It has a little bit of character and fluffy hair.
Yeah, it's really quite endearing, isn't it?
Yeah, thank you.
Well, it is. So what kind of help does the charity provide for the orangutans?
What they do is they are about the orangutan and they are about its habitat. So they work in Sumatra, and what they do is they work with the local community on how to build a more sustainable forest and how to work on a more sustainable crop and palm oil crop.
Right, OK. So it's all about, as you say, the threat that palm oil is providing in the reduction of the forest. And so
yes,
it's about maintaining that. And you're raising money through the sale of your sweatshirts.
That's right. So every sweatshirt we sell... we give £4 to the charity.
Okay, so it's not just a 50p. This is quite a chunky donation.
It is a chunky donation, and there's lots of other costs that have to be considered when you're obviously producing something, and when you're producing something ethical,
yes,
and organic, it actually costs quite a lot more.
Yeah.
So it is a big chunk, but I feel it's worthwhile, and it's something I'm passionate about. Through the brand anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure other people are as well. I mean, around London Fashion Week, which is only last month, there was a big call to be more aware of the damage that producing clothes has on the environment. And actually, you've already done that thinking for us, haven't you?
Yes.
Just tell us what you've done to ensure the sustainability of Tommy and Lottie clothing.
Yeah, I think the other thing to mention is also the Stacey Dooley documentary that went out a couple of weeks ago on
yes,
BBC One. Called Fashion's Dirty Secrets, and it was about cotton. I don't think all cotton is bad as long as it's been grown sustainably and more ethically. So
yeah.
I think if it's not all bad, I think it just means that the consumer needs to understand it's going to cost more money to buy.
Yes.
Because actually it costs more money to produce.
But like with so many things, isn't it? Buy less, but pay more. You know, like
yes,
if you're going to eat meat, pay more for better organic, higher welfare. Just don't have it so often. Like so,
exactly.
You know, it seems to be a whole change in the way we should think about buying things generally, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, I think there has to be.
Yeah.
Because if there isn't, well, we have got a problem on our hands.
Yes.
And I think it's arrogant to think that we're stronger than nature.
Yes.
Because
yeah,
we're not.
No, absolutely. And we do rely, you know, this is what this whole programme's about. We
yeah,
do rely on the planet to keep us alive, don't we?
Definitely.
And sometimes lose sight of that. So
yeah,
so it's all organic cotton that you use for your clothing. How about a sort of welfare for workers and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, we only use factories which are very ethical in how they pay their staff, the environment they work in, how the water is treated. So, all the whole thing is... from start to finish.
Yes.
So from crop to customer, we know what's going on.
Yeah.
Where a lot of brands don't even know where their cotton's grown.
Right. You've looked into all of that for us. So buying from you, we know that we can do that with a clean conscience.
Exactly. That's why my stuff might be a bit more expensive.
Yes, yes, yes. But peace of mind, you can't really put a price on it, can you?
Yeah, you can't.
So actually, your orangutan sweatshirts would make lovely Christmas presents, wouldn't they? Because it's not just a lovely sweatshirt, but also for a great charity and also the peace of mind that it's doing good generally as well.
Yeah, I think it would be a perfect gift that gives. That's what I've called it.
Yeah.
So it's not just a nice product, it's also unisex, so you can buy it for any gender, because that's the whole ethos of my brand. It's not about girls and boys, it's about it's suitable for everybody.
Yeah, which is good to know, isn't it?
Yeah.
So tell us where we can find Tommy and Lottie clothes then.
You can find us online at www.tommyandlottie.com. And that we also sell via Not on the High Street as well. But the orangutan sweatshirt is only exclusive to us.
Right.
And you can also find it on the Sumatran Orangutan Society website as well.
Great to know. Katie, thank you very much.
Thanks
so
much for having me.
And I was speaking there to Katie from Tommy and Lottie Clothing Company. Oh, great idea, isn't it? Lovely to see a local company really doing something to help an international charity. Now, another local company that is trying to reduce our impact on the environment is Wooka Period Underwear. CEO Ruby Rout has recently been awarded the prize for the best new business at the National UK Business Women Awards. That is the National UK Business Awards. Isn't that great to hear? So I took the opportunity to catch up with Ruby and, of course, to congratulate her. Ruby, thank you so much for finding the time to join me. So, first of all, congratulations on your award. What an achievement. What do you think impressed the panel about you?
Wow, it was a tough competition. I think they had like the room full of the most amazing business women. Okay, I think the best thing is our business. The fact that in this 6 months we have grown so big since we first shipped our first underwear up until now.
Right.
We also found out recently that we have stopped. Well, in the beginning, my goal was to stop 1 million tampons and pads from going to landfill in 1 year.
Okay.
Now, 6 months in, we found out that we have reached 1.3 million tampons and pads from going to landfill.
Wow. I mean, that's amazing. And all of those contain at least some plastic. So you're keeping all of that
absolutely
out of the environment.
Yes. So pads, 90% of it, it's plastic.
Yes.
So to stop those pads from going to landfill, many of them are also flushed down the toilet.
Yep.
I mean, this week is an environmental week of action, and this is run by a few charities across the country.
Yep.
And they have sent us some significant stats. Around 2.5 million tampons, 1.5 million pads, and 700,000 panty liners are flushed every single day in the UK.
And those are stunning statistics, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And as you said, like, pads, 90% of them are made out of plastic, you know, and they take forever to degrade. So
that's right. And yeah, there's all the rest of the components, just the fact that it is waste. So
yes.
So using reusable menstrual products like Wooka Wear is preventing this. And
The business award has also celebrated quite a few menstruation related topic actually that day. The charity partner was Hemras Goyal Foundation. They were supporting Binti. Binti is a charity that works with girls in India, in Africa, and some in the UK as well.
Yeah.
So and it was the whole topic around period and menstruation and cloth pads and all this kind of thing. So very reusable.
Yeah.
It was quite nice to be part of where, like, the whole issue around period is getting noticed, you know?
Yeah, you've been working with local girls, helping them to take the worry out of their first period. I mean, do you think that it is this taboo around menstruation, which is only gradually being broken down, is one of the factors that makes us reach for disposable products and helps to keep periods sort of out of sight?
It's the anxiety. I think recently Huffington Post came with like a stat saying like more than 90% of the girls are still embarrassed to go to school on their period.
Yeah.
Because of this leak and anxiety and embarrassment about it. And I think that's one of the reasons why period is still a massive taboo, because everybody's hiding it all the time.
Yeah.
From the moment you see a little leaks, you wrap a jacket around you or a sweater around you. From that moment, talking to somebody else to say like, oh, have you got any spare menstrual product kind of thing, like, you know, in case of emergency kind of thing, like, yes. when you're out and about. And I think that anxiety, that embarrassment needs to be broken down.
And then, yes. and perhaps at that stage, we'll all be making more logical decisions about the kind of menstrual products that we use as well. I mean, we featured on Environment Matters a few weeks ago, some local cubs who were working to encourage us not to pollute our drains with chemicals and plastics. But really, we should be thinking of sanitary towels and tampons in just the same way as we're starting to think about plastic straws and plastic bottles, shouldn't we?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yes. I think about nearly 40, 50% of the people still flush their menstrual product down the toilet. Please don't do it.
No.
Please don't do it. Put it in the bin. Dispose it properly. I know the label on those disposable menstrual products are very little and you can barely see it, but they don't belong in our toilet.
Right. Okay, so two messages there. If you do use disposable products, don't put them down the toilet and switch to something like Wookaware, which is a reusable product. Okay, so Christmas is coming and you're introducing some new products to the Wooka range. Do you want to tell us about them?
Yes, so Christmas is coming. We recently launched Teens and it has been really popular. We are also getting some demands from girls who wants to wear it as a set. So we might be introducing a bralette to go with it.
That sounds good. So the Wooka panties and the Wooka bralette to go with them.
Yes.
Lovely.
Yes.
That sounds
really
nice.
As a Christmas gift, yes.
And you were talking about some slightly more sort of lightweight Wooka wear?
Yes. So this will be like a thin version of Wooka wear. We'll call it Wooka light, which is for your pesky leaks or when you have that oops moment going to gym or doing even sneezing. I mean, everybody does. Or for your lighter days, you know, when you are very in the beginning or very at the end, when you are just spotting and you don't want to wear like our thicker version of pads, because the thicker version at the moment holds 20 ml of the flow,
yes.
Whereas this one will hold only 10 ml of the flow, so it's half the size.
A little bit more. And actually, you mentioned something there which I also noticed from your website. You're also starting to promote Wookaware not just as a menstrual product, but also for leaky bladders as well. That's another issue we don't talk about enough.
Yes, incontinence is a huge market. That could be stress, urge incontinence. I mean, there are like various types of incontinence that you can. We will be definitely pushing this market because Tanner ladies are awful. They should be banned, basically. Because
yes.
it's almost like, I think when we were Tanner ladies, it's almost like a humiliating kind of thing, like somebody needs to do something about it.
Yes,
and
indeed.
They are disposable again.
That's right, indeed. All the disposable incontinence pads, that sort of thing, indeed, all, again, a big burden on our waste system, plastics in the environment. So, as you say, somewhere else where you can make improvements. Well, good to see you branching into different lines and great to hear about the new products. And,
thank you very much.
Yes, of course, people can find out more about Wooka on your website, can't they?
Yes, you can just go to wooka.co.uk. That's wooka.co.uk.
Great. Ruby, thank you very much and congratulations again.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
And I was talking there to Ruby Rout of Wookaware. Now, it's been an absolute pleasure to cover Ruby's story here on Environment Matters on Radio Verulam right from the start. And you can hear earlier podcasts on www.radioverulam.com/podcast. You can hear all the interviews that I've previously made with Ruby. And I particularly love the interview right at the start when Ruby explained how she'd made her prototype Wookaware by buying a sewing machine and by looking on YouTube to learn how to sew and how to use it, and just thinking how far she has come with her dream since then. So well done, Ruby. Anyway, Halloween is coming up in just 1 week, not long to go, and there are some lovely local places to pick your own pumpkin. Now, Willows Farm are holding a pumpkin festival up until the 4th of November, and included in the price, they have pumpkins that you can pick and lots of pumpkin-themed activity. There's not just pumpkin carving, but lots of crafts as well. And the tickets, they are a little cheaper if you buy them online in advance, so you might want to take a look at their website. Now, Ian Piggott, who is a local farmer who has joined us on Environment Matters before, he's opening his pop-up farm near Junction 9 of the M1 where you can go and pick your own pumpkins. You can also enjoy the straw bale maze and also learn lots of farming facts about pumpkins. Now, Ian had a pretty difficult year with his pumpkins. To start off with, early on, a lot of his pumpkins were destroyed by fireworks. He had to replant a lot of the crop. Even so, he's managed to produce a lovely field of all sorts of different types of pumpkins for you to go and pick. So that's the pop-up farm near Junction 9 of the M1, just the other side of Redbourne. But do remember that pumpkins are not just for carving. All that nutrient-rich pumpkin flesh is also great in cakes. It's great in soups. Of course, pumpkin pies, pancakes, bakes. The list just goes on and on and on. So there is absolutely no need to throw any of it away. Just go and do a search online and you will be astounded by the number of lovely things you can do with all that pumpkin. And if you don't do anything else, you can make some ice cream with it, which means that it can go in the freezer for you to enjoy at a different time if you're not up for eating all that pumpkin now. So don't waste any of that pumpkin flesh. Now, you'll make your lovely pumpkin lantern, but when you have finished with your pumpkin lantern, do put it into your green food waste caddy. You might have to chop it up a bit, they're not that big, where it can go for anaerobic digestion to help provide power for our houses. So it will be going to a great use there. Don't just chuck it into your landfill bin. Make sure you put it into your green food waste bin, or if it's a particularly big one, you could put it into your green bin as well. Now, you can listen to any edition of Environment Matters by going to www.radioverulam.com/podcasts, and you can also subscribe to the weekly Environment Matters podcast through your favourite podcast provider. Now, do follow me on Twitter at RV_environment, where you'll get the heads up about what's coming up on the show. We're on Facebook too, so look out for us there. Do give us a like, or you can drop me a line on amanda@radioverulam.com if you've got a comment about the show or any ideas that you would like to cover. We always love to hear from you here on Radio Verulam. Now, I'm going to be back at the same time next week. In the meantime, have a great Halloween and thank you for listening.